neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
So now she is informing us, in case that one was not really cautious about not doing business at the time of the Shemitah, so then, unfortunately, he goes through a lot of unfortunate matters. He will lose his belonging and his wealth, and then in an extent that he has to sell himself as a servant. So then, Tatar Shah is informing us, V'chi yamuch achicha, ummata yado imach, v'hezachta bo. So then he says, if you see he's going through a lot of stress, so then you have to hezachta bo. What does hezachta bo mean? Support him. So now, halav yitav lev. This is a very interesting thing. He says, what is yamuch means? Mach.
Mach, like low?
Low. So what is state after low means?
Become poor.
Well, one way to look at it, that means it could be financial matter. It could be. So now let's say this gentleman made a wrong choice. He made a wrong decision. Like, let's say in his marriage, let's say. Or he picked the wrong one. So now, Halav says, you have a responsibility as a Jew. Don't say, you know, what is it to me? Whatever that he did, he did. Oh, what I'm going to do for him? He says, no, chas v'shalom. V'chi yamuch achicha imach. What does imach means?
With you.
It's your problem. Halav says, hey, don't say, you know, what is it to me? He is in England, he's in France, you know, I'm here, well, what am I going to do for him? He says, no, Chas v'shalom. You have responsibility, you have to lift them up. And many times people, unfortunately, out of lack of knowledge, or maybe sometimes, they go through lots of unfortunate difficulties. And then they say, you know, what type of choice I have? So they do whatever they do. So now, he might regret, but he doesn't know how to pull himself out. He needs somebody to back him up, to talk to him, to explain to him, say, you know, there's still a chance to get out of this. Because many times, people, you know, they have what is called yeush. You know what yeush means?
Give up.
No, say no.
No.
That's a shalom.
Yehudi, no,
it's not a Jewish dictionary. Yeah. Yehudi, as we just concluded, and then he says, says, Kadeh El Hashem. Why? Because many times we do, you know, we give ourselves a boost to have bitachon. And then when we start, we see, it was not what I expected. So then what do? You back up. See, the point that we should never forget, that if you save a Yehudi, you save the Olam. What does it mean? That means if you save Yehudi from whatever that might got lost out of distress that he had, so now actually you bring him back to birth. As we see Tatan Oshai is explaining to us, that Avraham Avinu says, HaNefesh She'asu B'Charan. What is Nefesh She'asu B'Charan means? Nefesh She'asu B'Charan, HaKavana?
They did.
I know, what's the Nefesh She'asu B'Charan? A soul, the soul that they had a soul factory?
They did.
So here, Tatan is teaching us, it's not that you direct the Yehudi to bring him back to life, to Torah, to Mitzvot, to whatever that he's supposed to do, to bring him close to Hashem. That means you create this human being again. You give him a birth. That means you rebirth this Yehudi. And that's why, instead of using the term that Abraham Avinu did in an outreach career that he had, like he mekarev people, doesn't say that. It says, Hanefesh she'asu v'charan. So that means, with one single message, you can save a Yehudi. It's very interesting that we have a Gemara about not a really tzaddik person. So he did not really good things that was expected. As the Gemara says, ain't tzaddik. There's no such a thing. Why? Because we have a Yetzer Hara. So we all do things that we're not supposed to. So now Gemara explained to us that you are able to change your life b'sha'a ahat. What does b'sha'a ahat means?
Moment.
Very good. But Gemara is teaching us another very important lesson. Sha'a has another message. Remember when Cain and Hebel were at the Korban? Remember? So he says that Hashem did not accept Cain's Korban, and then he says that Hashem turned to sacrifice of the Hebel. How does it say in the Torah? So that means Sha'a, beside having the message of the moment, means turn. So what does it mean? That means you can change your life in one turn. One turn, you can be totally another human being. You follow? Yes, but the point of matter here is, it's not easy, you know, to turn people, is it? See, it's hard. So now, you need somebody to make you turn.
Yeah.
So in Olam Elyon, they're going to tell you, you were sitting next to him, you had a responsibility to turn him, and you didn't. So whose fault it is that he was not turned? Who?
The one next to you.
It's your fault.
Yeah.
Because b'sha'a ahad, you can inherit a Yehudi with Olam Elyon. And that's what the Halab explains. Ki amuch achicha, in chasu shalom, you see that your friend happened to be misleaded, he's in the wrong path. You have to make him turn. You have to approach him. You have to go to him. You have to be padded for him.
If you told someone the same thing, then make him save his life?
Exactly.
The same thing.
Yes, the Gemara discusses that the father brings him in life. But you, that guide him to Torah Mitzvot, then you are greater than his Abba. Why? Because he gave him Olam Elyon. You bring him life. As I explained, you created him. You rebirthed him. And that's what exactly our task here is. The Chazon Shalom, don't say, what is it to me? What can I do? He's not going to listen to me. Chazon Shalom. Achicha, imach. That means, but that he's going through, it's my problem. I have to take care of it. And now Chazon Shalom, I'll be careless and will not even make an effort. Hashem is like, they give us the sechel, first of all, the wisdom and koach, to be able to make, turn people like a sevivon, and bring him without a shame to Torah, Mitzvot, Chaye Olam Haba, and make it.
Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shomone shomosheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.